Leaders from just about every faith in Central New York are throwing their support behind efforts to reduce or eliminate fossil fuel dependence. The group Climate Change Awareness and Action brought together some of the leaders virtually Monday, just ahead of Earth Day on Thursday. Episcopal Bishop Dr. Dede Duncan Probe says communities of faith need to get involved with environmental activism.
It is clear that when climate change occurs and is occurring in our world, that people of color, people of poverty, people who do not have the power over their environment are often the first to suffer the tragic consequences. As people of faith, it is essential that we not only speak out, but that we take measures to be part of the solution.
A large part of that solution centers on New York State's Climate Leadership Community Protection Act of 2019. The act mandates that New York State cuts its fossil fuel emissions by 40% by 2030. To do so, it takes local community leaders to make climate-conscious changes. Orrin Lyons with the Onondaga Nation has been warning local residents and the world about the effects of fossil fuels for decades.
Very dire straits we're in at this point. I made this speech at the United Nations in 2000. I brought the issue of the environment. I said the ice was melting. So here we are, 21 years later, and the issue is just now beginning to resound and basically not getting very much response from industry, corporations. So that's who we're talking to.
Lyons urges the community to bond together and make behavioral changes that focus on sustainability. He believes that changing the way people relate to the planet will foster a healthier environment. Professor and climate scientist Robert Howarth at Cornell University agrees and says while large-scale change is critical and urgent, he is optimistic.
The good news is we have a path. Renewable energy sources and technologies are now quite affordable, in fact, less expensive than fossil fuels when we consider the damage to human health and to climate change.
Howarth is a member of the Climate Action Council, which is preparing a scoping plan to achieve the state's clean energy and climate agenda. He says the need for action is dire. The earth keeps getting warmer, the CO2 keeps building up in the air, and the storms keep getting stronger. Howarth says human intervention at both local and national levels represents our best chance at putting a stop to climate change. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.